Well, he said briskly, changing his dark tone as he put the paper away, I believe you and I shall be fast friends. Oh, yes, sir, I assured him. He drank the last of his tea. Now, is there anything I can do for you? My trunk was put away, sir. I should like to remove some clothing from it, and my reading. Do you wish the trunk up? He asked. My room is too small, sir. I thought I could go to it. I shall have one of the men lead you there. Thank you, sir. Anything else? Yes, sir. What is it? I drew the dirk from my pocket. He started. Where did you get that? He asked severely. I don't know if I should say, sir. His face had grown stern. Miss Doyle, was it from one of my crew? What flashed through my mind was Zachariah's kindness that first night I came aboard. In truth, I didn't care for the black man. He had been most unpleasantly forward. But the severity that had crept into the captain's eyes as he asked his question gave me pause. I did not wish to bring trouble to Zachariah. No doubt he meant well. Miss Doyle, the captain said firmly, you must tell me. Mr. Grummidge, sir, I blurted out. I don't know the man. The gentleman who brought me to the Seahawk, sir, a business associate of my father's. From Liverpool? I think so, sir. A gentleman. Quite, he said, and seeming to relax, he reached for the dirk. I gave it to him. He tested its point. A true blade, he exclaimed. Then, to my surprise, he offered it back. If it gives you a sense of security, put it under your mattress. I had it there, sir. I don't want it. I think you'd better. Why? I asked faintly. In hopes you never need it, he replied. Now, I insist. I returned the dirk to my dress pocket, but resolved to fling it into the ocean at the first opportunity. Captain Jaggery laughed pleasantly, and then asked me questions about family and school that quickly helped me regain a sense of ease and comfort. I was speaking of Miss Weed when 5 bells struck. The captain stood. Forgive me, he said. I must return to the deck. Let me find someone to go with you to your trunk. Do you know exactly where it was stowed? I shook my head. A Mr. Barlow had charge of it, I explained. Come then, he said. I'll get him to accompany you. At the open door he paused, and, with a flourish, extended his arm. Glowing with pleasure, I took it, and the two of us swept out of his cabin.